I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And joining us today, we are really happy to welcome these guys back. Some Cloquet natives. I'm not sure if you're all Cloquet natives, but I know Diedrich and Tony, you are, right?
Yes.
And you guys moved away a little bit ago. It's Diedrich Clark and the Social Animals, and they've been off having adventures in Portland, Oregon, and we're going to hear more about that. You just recorded a new album, and you've got a big show coming up Saturday night at Pizza Luce in Duluth. And that's with Mary Bew and Space Carpet, starts at 10 o'clock, right?
True.
All right. Now that we got all the facts out there, let's start with a song. Have you guys start with a song, and then we'll come back and find out what you've been up to since you moved away. And really happy that you're making it back once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Always fun to have you guys in town. What do you guys want to start with here?
It's a song called Waiting off the new record.
It shakes me like rain, like trees on a train. But soon I'm back on my feet, a roll of my sleeves, my lungs down to eat. It ain't sweet to the head, puts me back in my what you wanted, but I'm starting to think that I'm coming down again, just like I always do, down again, and maybe you are too. Oh, let's go back down, I'm tired of waiting. The sweet relief, a fallen leaf, a bird in a cage, bashing at the bars, making a sheet, like when you were 16, that feels just for a minute, and getting thrown right back at it. But this is what you wanted. But I'm starting to think that I'm coming down again, again, just like I always do, down again. And maybe you want to. Oh, let's go back down. I'm tired of waiting. And we made it to the hotel, but we slept on the parking lot light. And I'm not much for spending, but I'm pretty good at wasting my night. And I'm coming down again, again, just like I always do, down again, and maybe you are too. Oh, let's go back down, I'm tired.
Diedrich Clark and the Social Animals live from Studio A. And Diedrich, I'm going to assume that's a one from the new album.
Sure is.
Does the album have a name yet?
Not yet.
I know you. It's not like in the can, so to speak. It was recorded, but
it's recorded. Yeah, it's going to get mixed in mid-July, okay. And then we should have it out by August, I hope.
Okay. Now, when did you guys move out to Portland again?
October.
Okay, so not terribly long ago.
No.
And I remember you were in the studio shortly before that, and and you've had some adventures, some good, some bad, since you moved out there. I think early on you got a bunch of your gear stolen, is that right?
Yep, that's true.
Tell me that story.
It was a good, enjoyable time for everyone. We got done with a month and a half tour, and we were so tired. We got home at about 4 in the morning, and everyone could barely move. And we parked the car outside Tony's place, went to sleep, woke up around 9, and it was all gone out of the trailer. And that was sad. It was some people that were on some better drugs than I have anyway, and they took it. And we found him. The police found Boyd's cymbals at a pawn shop. And they did a sting operation and found the people at like a 7-Eleven. And we drove over there. And they asked us if we wanted to come to the house to identify stuff. And so we drove along with the cops and went into their garage. And a bunch of our stuff was just chilling in there. And they didn't want to get in too much trouble. So they started telling where the rest of the stuff had gotten sold to. So we got a lot of it back. I didn't really get anything back, but these guys got most of it back, which is awesome. And people at home helped us out like a ton with like a Kickstarter type of thing. And so we're really grateful for that. Everyone here rules.
And one nice thing that came out of it, I was admiring Boyd's new drum kit that he bought before you realized you would get your stuff back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He has a very sweet new Diedrich Clark and the Social Animals drum kit.
Cool.
So,
I'm glad you like it.
kick drum anyway. I don't know if the rest of it's the new stuff. But
yeah, it is.
It's very pretty. so kind of the purpose of moving out there was to really kind of expand, to really focus on the music, right? And,
yes.
And how's that been working out? And how did you approach that?
It's been great. We live in two separate houses, but me, Roger, and Boyd all live in one house, and we don't have a living room. It's just a practice space with Boyd's electronic drum kit and all of our stuff in there. And so every day at about 12:30, Tony will come over and start playing the theme to Top Gun to wake me up. And then we'll run downstairs and, well, run or waddle or trip downstairs and then get all plugged in, and we do it all through headphones so none of the neighbors can get too angry at us. And we just practice for a couple hours every day and then go tour around and then do the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah. It
sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
And so the result of that, all of that work has been this new album. Tell me about that. Your last album came out, was it a little over a year ago?
Yeah, a little over a year.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool that you've already got, you know, new stuff ready. And you did it pretty differently. As I recall, did you do that one with the whole band?
No, that was...
You were down in Nashville and you kind of did your own thing down there, right?
Yep, that's how that worked. Mm-hmm. This one's much cooler. I mean, much cooler process for the whole band anyway, I think.
Because the band was still playing with you, but they just weren't involved in making that album. So
exactly.
It was just kind of a different experience.
It was before we'd taken it full time, pretty much. And I was still in school and stuff. And now we're doing it as our only job. And so the album, we worked with Steve Berlin as our producer, who is the saxophone player for Los Lobos, is what he's best known for. But he produces a lot of albums. He produced the last Deer Tick album, and that's how we got in contact with him. And he got us in contact with Ice Cream Party Studios in Portland, which is Modest Mouse's private little studio they have there. It's not little at all, actually. It's like an entire city block. But we were really happy about that, because that's...
And the name just makes you smile, so every day you're going to an ice cream party.
Exactly. So there's a lot of different types of partying happening there. But it was really, really interesting experience, and we're really happy we got to do it. And we just finished most of the stuff. We have a little bit of harmony work to do left, and then mix it.
I was reading that you did a lot of it live, like even some of your vocals, which isn't always the way people do it, I guess.
Yeah, that was the part that was most interesting, because we just practiced so much and we put so much time into it that we just decided to do it live and try to capture what we think is good about live shows. And it worked a little bit at least, I hope. Turned out all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the new album.
Check, check.
Job in a useless degree, and the whole wide world to see. But I'm laying in bed, and I just read something that somebody might have said, and I can't get it out of my head. So I guess that I care. Well, maybe.
Diedrich Clark and the Social Animals here live from Studio A. Nice. Tell me.
Thank you.
Tell me about that song, Diedrich.
That song is, it's about being in your early 20s, I guess, and the weird angsty feelings that come along with it, and playing shows constantly, and the ebb and flow of what it's like to play live music for a living, I suppose, where it's sometimes you feel like you're really, really cool, and then sometimes you're pretty sure that you'll never be cool. So.
All right, now I want to know, tell me about a time that you thought you were really cool. Like, was there a great show or, you know, somebody came up to you and was like, ah, that song changed my life? Or do you have any stories about that?
Yeah, I guess there's a time that I felt cool once where we were playing a sold out show in Idaho with Lucas Nelson, and we were opening for them, and we walked downstairs into the green room or whatever, and there was just a lot of people there talking to us or whatever, and then we went downstairs and opened the door to a billow of smoke coming out of the green room with Lucas Nelson, who is Willie Nelson's kid.
And okay, so, yeah. Now we know what kind of smoke it was.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah. And we walk in and this hazy, crazy experience with this guy who was like waiting like 30 minutes late to go on to his show, and we're just hanging out with them and hanging out with this whole band, and I guess that was cool, and we just like became friends with this guy, and he was a super nice, cool guy, and it gave me a little bit of hope for continuing to do it for a long time.
Okay, now you know I'm going to ask you about the other end of the spectrum. When's the time that you're like, nope, not cool at all? Why am I doing this? Any stories about that? Two people came to the show.
That's about it, yeah. It's like when there's two people and you're playing to these two people or something, and then somebody walks up to you, and they're like, hey, could you turn it down a little bit? It's like, sure, we'll turn it down.
Well, I hope those times are fewer and fewer.
Yeah, they are sometimes. Depends if we've never been to a place.
You guys have really been kind of breaking a lot of new territory, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you might have more of those times just because people haven't seen you yet.
Just in the beginning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to be prepared for that and maybe not take it so.
No, yeah. It only gets wearing when it happens more than one time in a row or something. And
it doesn't help when you're playing on a Monday night.
Yeah,
too,
playing on a Monday night or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have places in Portland that have become regular spots for you?
Yeah, we mm-hmm. do. We have a couple places there. We're becoming friendly with a booker out there that books a lot of places that seem appropriate for us. So
nice.
Yeah.
Do you ever get to see cool shows out there too? I would imagine a lot of cool people go through town. Are you too busy doing your own stuff?
We're pretty busy, so we rarely get to go see. We've seen some cool shows, but most of the time we're gone on Fridays or Saturdays when we would normally be going out to mm-hmm. to a place.
So tell me about the songwriting for this new album, because you had just done that previous one. Did you have some material still in your ready to go that you didn't use on that album?
Yes.
Or did you do a lot of new writing too? Or
we did a lot of new writing as well, mm-hmm. but there were songs on there that were maybe not as commercially viable according to who we did the last album with, and we liked them, and mm-hmm. so we put them on this one and put some of the new songs on there that have stemmed out of experiences that we've had since we moved out, which feels like it's been like a couple years, but it's been only like 8 months or something, but we've just crammed so much into it so
mm-hmm.
far.
Mm-hmm. So was that kind of the approach on the last album, where it was kind of like, hey, this is going to be a hit album, or, and now it's more like you kind of want to do your own thing?
It wasn't like it was going to be a hit album by any means, but it was an attempt at to establish like a poppier kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and then we kind of moved away from it a little more with this album. I feel like it's probably more indie, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Looking forward to hearing it when it comes out. And so working with Steve, right?
Yep, Steve.
Did he give you a lot of guidance as far as the sound or directions you might want to go, or did you kind of have the idea in mind? Tony, you're pointing at Tony here.
You want to talk?
Go for it.
Okay. Tony's a little hungover, they say.
It's true.
Tony was at his cabin last night. And
well, you guys don't get home very often, so I
yeah,
bet you
exactly.
you have a lot of people to catch up with, and,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a lot to. He really helped us mold it. He knows so much more than we do about the recording process and about like what kind of guitar effect or something is going to sound right for the song, when we would have just gone in there and gone crazy probably. And it was really nice to have like all these options of like drums and all these options of amps and stuff. And it was basically because of him that mm-hmm. it happened, and he helped mold songs and cut the fat off of songs that didn't need these extra things on the ends of them and stuff.
Mm-hmm. How about the actual lyric part of it? How did that work for you on this one? Has anything changed with your process for that?
Yeah.
Or with your songwriting?
It's perhaps maybe a little more cynical. I don't want it to be, I don't think. It's just I've been moving towards a more realistic thing. I used to be more obsessed with imagery and stuff, and now I'm kind of just picking and choosing things that happen, that whether they be relationship based or just life, our life based, I don't really know. But it's a mixture between the two of them. It's a little different than the last one.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with?
Cool. This is a song called Smithereens. It's about a strange encounter we had with a fellow worker. Whatever was against me turned out to be too much. When one door closes on a whole lot of nothing at all, the engine is turning only to sputter and stall. Well, there's a couple things I picked up from watching the machine. Money makes it run, and some days friends are mean. I can never get enough of that dirty gasoline. And something so beautiful can blow you to smithereens. And when I got back inside, I bolted and chained the door. Threw out the cap because what would I need that for? And Jesus, the hotel felt like a limousine. But the mirror on the wall was more lonesome than I'd ever seen. Well, there's a couple things I picked up from watching the machine. Money makes it run. Some days friends are mean. I can never get enough of that dirty gasoline. Something so beautiful can blow you to smithereens. Well, everything is fine, as long as we don't think about it right now. It's better to get high and pretend that you'll never come down. Let's talk in circles, then it never has to end. Over and over until we are dear old friends.
got picked up from watching the machine. Money makes it run, and some days friends are mean. I can never get enough of that dirty gasoline. Something so beautiful can blow you to smithereens. Something so beautiful can blow you to smithereens. Something so beautiful can blow you to smithereens.
It's Deidre Clark and the Social Animals. Wow, I really like that one.
Cool.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much, guys. Always a pleasure to have you here and just to see kind of how you evolve and what's going on with you. So
thank you. Hopefully, it's always good to be here.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get to check in again, you know, next year when
yes.
you're doing something else exciting. Deidre Clark and the Social Animals are going to be playing Saturday at Pizza Luce in Duluth. Mary Bew and Space Carpet opening for them at 10 o'clock is when the show starts. And that's your only Duluth show right now. Are you going to do any others in the area, though? Any Cloquet shows?
Yeah, there's a Cloquet show at, on the last day that we're here at our second home, the Third Base Bar in Carlton, where we have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm. And so and I don't remember if you told me, like, if there's kind of an idea of when the album might be out?
It should be out in August, I hope.
Great. Yep. All right. Well, looking forward to that. Thanks a lot for coming in, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Today's Live from Studio 8 was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Mike Nowitzki and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio 8 under Programs. This is Live from Studio 8 on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.